What did you say this was called?
Beck Prairie. Beck Prairie. You need a match?
No, I got some around here someplace.
Yeah.
But I haven't smoked that for two or three weeks. Just pick it up now and then now. You ever smoke a Marsh Wheeling cigar?
Yes.
I like those.
They're a pretty good cigar. Now, it used to be a King Edward was an awful good cigar. I don't believe it's as good as it used to be.
Well, you know...
Or else I've changed one, I don't know which.
I don't think it's as good. They started putting in what they call homogenized tobacco, where they make it out of odds and ends, and they press this together in a big sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And for my money, it just doesn't taste like it used to.
It doesn't seem to me like it's as good as it used to be.
You ever smoke cigarettes?
Very little. I smoked a pipe a long time and quit smoking for 2 years. Didn't bother me at all. I got to where it didn't bother me at all. I got to fooling around on good town and smoke a cigar. And the first thing I knowed, I just loved a cigar. And I believe a cigar is harder to quit than any pipe or cigarette, either one, after you once get used to it.
Yeah, and you know they say they're about as easy on you as anything.
Well, I imagine that's right, too. It's pure tobacco, you know.
Yeah. Blood rascal, I got a shock off that. Never had that happen before. Guess I better keep my fingers off it. I might get another one.
Well,
when you were a boy, did you have a plank that you'd put over a board or something, or over a log and bobble up?
Yeah, we called that teeter totter.
They were a lot of fun, weren't
they? Yes, they were.
Did you have a post in the yard with a bolt in the top and a plank put on that?
Flying Jenny?
Yeah. You had one of those too?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Boy, they were spoiled.
Those things is kind of over the bank anymore. You never see one anymore.
I think the people think they're too dangerous.
I guess.
Because they're just right to hit a kid in the head.
Mm-hmm.
How about a board that you'd tie from a tree? A long board and put a rope on each end?
Yeah.
Did you have those too?
Yes, we had those too.
What'd you call that?
Oh, I don't remember what we call that now. We had those old. We had everything in the world you could think about in the way of entertainment then that we don't have now, you know, a different thing altogether.
Yeah.
Kids have swings, and if you got any children hard at all, I've been threatening to buy me a outfit of swings just for my grandkids.
Uh-huh.
We don't have any children at home at all now anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I was just wondering if you had a limb here.
Yes, I could put it right up there, just fine and dandy. I could have me a rope swing there. The kids would get a lot of kick, and sometimes have had one there for a good while, a rope laid out, and I just failed to put another back up.
That'd be a good place.
Yes, it would.
I could go high. Did you have a sled when you were a boy?
Mm-hmm.
Those were common up this far, huh?
Oh, yeah. Sled, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'd pull it up the top of a hill and the snow would come on, you know, and then let it go down the hill. It's a tootin'.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Many a time.
Do you used to hold it up on your chest and run?
Yeah.
What'd you call that when you did that?
I don't know what we call that.
Rally buster?
I think so. That's anyhow something to that effect. That's been so long I kind of forgot that. But we had sleds. We did a lot of things that we don't do at all here anymore. You know, we used to, when I was a boy, we had what we call tree dogs, tree hounds. And in the fall year, you know, we'd hunt possum and coons and skunks and, we'd have a big time. And I enjoyed that so much, but we don't do that anymore. Not like we did then. One of those is going faster than the other one is.
Yeah, has to go that way, because this is as small and
I
see.
Big.
And when we get to the other end, this will go fast and this will go slow.
I see.
It's pretty clever the way they get that
yes,
worked out.
Yes, it is. That's quite a deal. Quite a deal.